Right, back to the animals this morning. Now, what did we see last time that I spoke? I think we have a rabbit there of some kind or other being waved at me. What did we look at last time? In the Garden of Eden. Timothy.
The snake.
The snake, the serpent. Who was the serpent? Who was that? Charlotte.
The devil.
That was the devil. And what did he do? Molly.
He told Eve it was all right to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge.
That is it. And she believed him. And what did that bring upon them? What did that bring, Stanley?
Shame and
That was it. It brought shame, it brought sin, it brought death. So nothing good followed, even though the serpent, the devil, had promised them, your eyes will be opened, you will be like whom? Charlotte?
God.
Nah, it was a lie, because the devil always lies. And the serpent was cursed, so that now, what did he have to do? Molly?
Go around on his belly.
Go around on his belly and eat dust all his life. So, now we have brought into the perfect harmony of the garden sin. And Adam and Eve, well, what did they do when they realized that sin had come? What was their response when they heard the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day? Molly?
They tried to hide.
They tried to hide, didn't they? Did it work? No, because you can't hide from God. The Lord sought them out. And he then banished them from that garden, didn't he? And he had cherubim there with flaming swords that they could not enter back in. And they couldn't have access to the tree of life. So they were banished, and they must go with their sin and with death and go forth and to now have to make their way in a world that was going to produce thorns and thistles. And what's going to happen to the women folk? What's going to be for them in the future? Charlotte?
Would they have pain giving birth?
They would have pain giving birth. So it was going to be not so comfortable and easy as before. However, when the Lord sent them out, he provided something for them. Do you know what that was? He provided something for them, for both of them. Because they felt guilty, and they were. And because they felt shame, rightly. And because they were exposed, which was true. What did he provide, Molly?
Clothes.
Clothes. What did he provide clothes of? Molly again.
Skins, animal skins.
It was animal skins, that's right. We don't know exactly which animals, goats or something like that, I don't know precisely. It doesn't exactly tell us that, but it does tell us that he provided coverings of skins for them. So that though they felt shame, though they felt exposed, though they felt, well, God's eye will always be looking upon us, and we feel afraid and we feel ourselves ugly and ready for condemnation and full of fear, God provided a covering for them. Now, that was then. What can we say now? What is a covering now? We're not here wearing animal skins. I can't see anybody kind of, you know, goat skins or anything like that coming here. No, we don't have that. But what did he provide for them? Which in a way, what he did then, look forward to. Something better, in fact. Stanley.
Jesus.
How? How is he a covering? What is he going to do? And Molly.
He died on the cross to take away our sins instead of covering us from our sins.
Well, he did, and he clothed us with something wonderful. What did he clothe us with? Mr. Clifford's in there. What did he clothe us with, Timothy?
Righteousness.
Exactly. Righteousness. His righteousness. So that God indeed forgives us our sins. He blots out our sins there and covers our sins so that they are no longer seen by him. And then he clothes us, he covers us with Christ's righteousness. So all of the good works of the Lord Jesus Christ, all of the wonderful things that he did, which came from a pure heart, and we're thinking about love on Thursday night, love, which is the right attitude and the right motivation and the right action that follows. All that Christ had, and his care for people, his compassion for people, he clothes us with all those works so that God sees in us as he would see his son and sees something he likes and he approves of and that he declares holy, Christ's righteousness. And now we can appear before him, and now we can stand in glory, and now forevermore, if we're in Christ, we have his righteousness covering us. So those skins, which were like a way of covering Adam and Eve in their shame and in their evil that they felt and their hearts, which now were away from God, pointed forward to something more significant in the future, Christ. Now, wait a moment, though. Animal skins, something's had to happen before you get an animal skin. What's that? Well, not sympathy.
Dead animal.
A dead animal. Had to die, didn't it? There had to be, well, we're told death would come into the garden, but now there had to be death of this animal to have the skins. Well, what's that telling us there? What's that pointing forward to there? Stanley?
Jesus' death.
Yes, there's going to need to be a sacrifice to get that covering of righteousness. There's going to need to be a payment, and that payment is death, in order for the sinner to have that clothing of Christ's merits and his love and his purity and his perfection. Oh, yes. Right there, right then, it was looking forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder, because he'd already been prophesied, hadn't he? We were told, the serpent was told, you have got trouble coming. There's one from the woman's seed who's going to bruise your head, though you will bruise his heel. Already speaking of Jesus Christ there, and that covering. Whatever animal it was looking forward to Jesus Christ dying and then being able to cover us with all his perfection and righteousness. So there's another animal. Already, we've got them naming the animals. We've had the serpent who deceived them. We've now got that covering, animal skin, but pointing forward more significantly to Christ's coming. Well, let's sing now 221, Man of Sorrows. What a name. It tells us more about exactly what the Lord Jesus did. 221.